B, the summary report. 5 important steps for you to take when trying to get a job. 1. Taking stock of your preferences and qualifications. Before you leave school, think about your options, going on to more education or getting a job right away. If it is your choice to get a job straight away, then start looking for a job before you leave school. In this way, you will shorten the period of time needed to get a job after receiving your diploma. The search for a job begins with taking stock of your personal preferences and qualifications. Your personal preferences represent things like salary, working hours, and job satisfaction. Naturally, each of us would like to have the ideal job that meets all our preferences, but this seldom happens, the main reason being our qualifications. For most people, these qualifications are limited and direct them towards particular areas and types of work. So, for an efficient job search, it is necessary to take into account both your personal preferences and your qualifications. 2. How to find the right job. Knowing your preferences and qualifications, you enter the job marketplace to look for a job that suits you. There is no single search method that guarantees finding the job you want. The best way to go about it is to use every method available to you in an attempt to cover most of the job market. Of course, here we have in mind that part of the job market that could be called yours in view of your qualifications. A job search usually begins with networking, asking your friends, relatives, and acquaintances whether they know of a suitable vacancy. Then there are the job advertisements in the newspapers, for instance, in the classified sections. Job advertisements can also be found on the internet, where you can use keywords to give direction to your online search. Moreover, jobs that are relevant to you may be listed with state and private employment agencies or with temporary employment agencies. 3. Getting in touch with your prospective employer. After having spotted a suitable vacancy, your next step is to make contact with the company or organization concerned. Your goal thereby is to schedule an interview with the person who has the authority to offer you the job, let us say the personnel manager. You can try to arrange such an interview directly by telephone or by some form of electronic messaging, but most employers prefer receiving the relevant information about a candidate first before granting him or her an interview. Therefore, the best way of getting in touch with your prospective employer is by filling out an application form or writing a letter of application, thereby stating your qualifications and abilities and asking for an interview. Of course, nowadays it is often possible to send in your application form or your letter of application by email. 4. What about my resume or CV? There are many definitions of what a resume or CV is. Most people would agree that it is a written summary of one's education, career, and relevant experiences. As a rule, a CV contains more information about these subjects than you would normally disclose in an application letter. It has, in other words, the special function of presenting you to your prospective employer as a unique candidate for a certain job vacancy. It is not always necessary to produce a resume or CV, for instance, when applying for unskilled work. However, when there are many applicants for the same job that you are interested in, sending in a CV is a good way of setting yourself apart from the others and thus obtaining the important job interview. To that end, your resume should be written in a good style without any spelling errors. 5. To attend a job interview. After one or more screening rounds, the job interview is the final step to getting a job. It is also the most critical part of the job search process, for it brings you face to face with the person who will make the decision whether or not to hire you. Practice has shown that if you make a good impression during the interview, you may get the job, even if you don't have all the qualifications. Keeping this fact of life in mind, you should pay attention to the following tips. When you go for an interview, be sure to be on time, preferably 5 or 10 minutes early. Take the trouble to dress right, because often people are not hired simply because of an untidy personal appearance. Furthermore, show the interview proper respect. Listen attentively during the job interview to what the interviewer has to say and to ask, and when it is your turn to speak, always be clear in what you say, avoiding needless hesitations.